Backwards. Get it? Go ahead, chuckle a little bit. Forwards, no. It's much easier to give thanks in troubled times when we've endured and passed through them. You know, like you could write something about, and I gave thanks to God during those troubled times. But it's always afterwards when you can look back. In this week's reading, the Psalm 107, it's a great example of praising God in troubled times, but doing it after the troubled times are over. Because, you know, when things are rotten, you've heard me say this before, I don't feel like giving thanks. I feel like instead shouting out, what are you thinking, God? Why would you want me to give you thanks for this? And I notice how selfish I am when I think that. While I'm sputtering to God about something terrible happening in my life, I rarely have any compassion for other people whom God loves, which is, yes, everybody. And then I think going forward, I can look to God in hope and hope for something good to come, or hope for deliverance from those troubled times. I can pray for and work for justice for all the people whom God loves. But it's not easy to give thanks to God in the troubled times. And I know that as I experience peace and justice in my life and in the whole world, I can give thanks to God for God's steadfast love then, as I experience it, as I see it. But, you know, in most, if not every situation, that's really all I've got. I don't think I have the ability, when things are rotten, to say, thank you, God, for this rotten thing. I don't feel like it. Now, the Bible says, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all things. And I don't feel like it, because when things are rotten, they're rotten, and I just want them to not be rotten anymore. And I wonder if the writer of the psalm for this week, if that's all that the psalmist had too. Because, you know, there's so many psalms that are sad, and they say things like, you know, God, where are you? And usually they end up with something like, but you are faithful, God. You are going to be with us in this. But I wonder if the writer of the psalm in this case, which is this celebration psalm, didn't have the ability to write about, God, things are good even though they're bad. Thank you, God, for all these things that are going on. There's more stuff edited out of this one this week, too. Did you notice that? Last week or 2 weeks ago, I was talking about when we edit things out of the psalm, it sort of takes away stuff. At least this time it doesn't take out like this controversial stuff. At least I don't think so. It takes out more of the same in many respects. It takes more of, you know, it goes from things, you know, thank you God for delivering us. Here's what was bad, and now we thank you that we've been delivered. But I want to read the parts that were cut out there, because it adds more and more to what the psalmist was delivered from. It says, some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to an inhabited town. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wonderful works to humankind. For He satisfies the thirsty, and the hungry He fills with good things. Some sat in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and in irons. For they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. Their hearts were bowed down with hard labor. They fell down with no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and gloom and broke their bonds asunder. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wonderful works to humankind. For He shatters the doors of bronze and cuts into the bars of iron. That's the stuff that was missing in there. More of the story, but just other verses in the song. There's something interesting that occurs in this whole psalm, though, too. Folks were in bad situations. That's what's being celebrated. There was bad. Some were in bad situations because of bad luck. It just, stuff happened and they were in bad situations. Some were in bad situations because of bad decisions. They didn't listen. Some were in bad situations because of even worse decisions. They just rejected God outright. And in each case, in each verse of this psalm, what the people do? They cried out to God in their distress, and God delivered them. The theme of the Bible, all wrapped up there. God creates, we mess up, God redeems, God heals, God delivers. But we're talking about psalms here, and I have said on more than one occasion that psalms are not good places to look in the Bible for promise verses, like because it says it in the psalms, it must be true. Because if that was the case, there's a whole lot of stuff in the psalms that I don't want to be true, like, God, you're absent in my life, or all my friends hate me. You know, you don't want that to be biblical truths. The psalms are the writings, the songs, the blues of the people of Israel. Their raw emotions of them. But in today's psalm, this psalm of celebration, it shows the perspective of a writer who gets the theme, who has experienced the theme. And so this psalm fits with the overall theme of the Bible. God's steadfast love endures forever. Now, I've shortened it just a little bit from God creates, we mess up, God redeems. But God's steadfast love endures forever. It's in the psalm several times. So, do you feel like not giving thanks in all things? God's steadfast love endures forever. Do you feel like shouting, what are you thinking, God? Why in the world would you expect thanks for this? God's steadfast love endures forever. Did you make a mistake this morning? Did you do something bad? God's steadfast love endures forever. Did you say something hurtful today? God's steadfast love endures forever. Did you wish harm on your neighbor? God's steadfast love endures forever. Did you make an offhand comment that was offensive? God's steadfast love endures forever. Are you going to make more mistakes today? Go ahead, say it. It's kind of a theme going here. Or I'll try it again. Are you going to make more mistakes today? God's steadfast love is for everyone, no matter what. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that no matter what, your steadfast love endures forever. Amen.